of Christ is God. Somebody say head. We have three things there. We have fatherhood, headship, and fellowship. So we don't get it twisted. Male is headship. Thank you, Mother. Male and female are leadership. It's not denouncing female, but female is not headship. Put that verse back up for me, please. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. And the head, somebody shout head.
Head.
Somebody shout big head.
Head.
And the head of every woman is the man. This is God's order. Where we see there's been so much filth and toxicity from society. Look at society today. Certain things I won't watch. Certain people I at one time admired. I'm not hating on them, but because of what they represent. I don't care what you do, is who you are. I don't care what you have, who are you? I want my children, my grandchildren. No, they don't have nothing to do with that. Amen. But that's what society is doing today. And why? The patra has been under attack. So there's fatherhood, headship, and fellowship. Let me establish this again so that there can be honor. There should not be contention. That's the order right there. The head of Christ is God, the Father. The head of man is Christ. The head of woman is the man. Somebody shout amen real loud.
Amen.
Y'all ought to be able to say amen to the word. That's the word of God. That's contrary to what society's trying to put on us. Now, I didn't say that women aren't in leadership. There are some great women leaders. Anointed. Can lead. Amen. But at the end of the day, if they're married, they go home and the head is that husband. That's the proper order. That cuts off other spirits from getting up in there. Amen. Why? They're a covering. This is God's order. Period. I ought to be getting some real amens from these brothers. I see some of y'all singing down in your seat. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. This is the truth. This is the word of God. In spite of what we see, in spite of how rampant it may be in society, this is the word. You want what heaven has to offer? Follow the word of God. Amen. You want heaven's best? Follow the word. You got it? Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven on earth. As the days of heaven on earth. When you follow this order, and I'm not talking about pounding the word in anybody, you know, making them memorize the whole Bible and, you know, just can't go out and play. No, go read your Bible. Now that's going to be the one that rebels. No, there's a way to love them. See, God doesn't even work like that. He doesn't cross your free will. He doesn't bring you into bondage. You know, we have to know how to lead. If we've not learned these skills, then we often will lead them astray, and it'll be distasteful. Not that we compromise, no, but it will be something that's not palatable. You know some people like that? They had experiences with churches, with people, with preachers. Don't want anything to do with church anymore because of the shortcomings and the failures and not appropriating things in love. Hello? People are turned away. So the word tells us here that we are to teach the children, and the ultimate responsibility lies with the father. Amen. I said the ultimate responsibility lies with the father. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have all the education. I love the phrase, preach the gospel, and when you need to, use words. Do you know more of what you live is imparted to someone than what you talk about? Because a whole lot of people are just talking heads. They just talk. And you know, like I know, you talk a lot. You talk more about things that you haven't experienced. You know, everybody knows a whole lot of stuff that they ain't. So talking, you know, a lot of people can discern you anyway. Oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, right. But live it before them. Be that living epistle. Impart like that. Walk before God. Live, amen, walk in God's presence. Live in the presence of God and impart like that. You'll be amazed at the work that God can do through a life that's yielded to him. You don't have to know Genesis to Revelation. You just have to know him. Walk with him. Amen. In the least likely times when racism was so prevalent, there was a man blind in one eye that wasn't even allowed to sit in the services because of his race. He had to sit outside the service and try to listen in. But God started Azusa Street. The Azusa Street Revival. Very uneducated, but loved God, would pray, walk with God, and carried the presence of God. So it doesn't matter, you know, learn, understand, know, you know, educate yourself in the word, but it's not contingent upon that. It's contingent upon who you are, what you have become, how much of Christ is governing in your life. That's what it's contingent upon. Amen. Ain't getting many amens, but that's all right. That's all right. That is all right. Give me Genesis 26. There's my amen corner. She rescued me. Genesis 26, verse 25. Here. It says, and he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. It's interesting. There's a lot that's said in this verse right here. This is Isaac. It says he built an altar there, called upon the name of the Lord, pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Three things going on here. Number one, Isaac built an altar there. That altar represents relationship to God. That's the first thing. We won't be much of a father or a mother without relationship to God. You just can't wing it, you know, and do the best you can. I honor to that. But as a child of God, there must be relationship to God first. That's the first thing. Isaac built an altar. When Abraham built that altar after he came out of Egypt, the Bible says that the heavens opened in Bethel. And two generations later, Jacob stumbled across Bethel and lay and went to sleep, and he had a dream. The heavens were open. That's where God arrested Jacob. Jacob's life changed, but it changed because of what Abraham had done two generations earlier. So see, it's not just immediate. It goes on. This is legacy. It goes on and on. So first he built an altar. Then it says that he pitched his tent. Tent has to do with home. Keep God in the house. Amen. Not home first and then God. Personal relationship with God first. And let that spill or bleed into the home. Do you know something? When Israel was about to be delivered from Egypt, they were told to bring a lamb into every home. Is that right? A lamb for every household. But guess what? It was the father that was to sprinkle the blood. It was the father that sprinkled the blood on the doorpost and the lintel so that the death angel had to pass over. Father's called to be a protector. But first he has to have a relationship with God. Then he has to be seeing about his household. And then number three, his servants dug a well. That has to do with business, commerce, and things we do outside the home for prosperity, whatever it is. But we don't go after that first. That's third on the list. First on the list is relationship with God. Second on the list is family. Third on the list is now the prosperity. In that order, it'll work. Out of that order, you get something else. And I'm telling you, this is why the blood has to be on the doorposts and the lintels to keep death and everything related to death from entering in. When things are in order, when the lamb is in the house and the blood is on the doorpost, death and everything having to do with death has to pass over. Amen. It can't stop there. It has no business there. Now, let me say something to all you dads and moms, and hats off to single parent moms. God has a way. Even if you weren't brought up in a home with a dad, God has a way. Oh yeah, he got a way. Some of the greatest moves and men of God were their dads were absentee. So God has a way. Amen. God has a way of building and working things out no matter what. But this is the divine pattern. This is the pattern we want to keep, and this is the pattern we want to pass on to those that are following us. You cannot relegate this to a pastor. You can't just send them off to Sunday school.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Love that anyone could ever know, that overcame the cross and grave to find my soul. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home.